And Yemen is also at a turning point, with its parliament this weekend deciding whether to accept the resignation of the country's president. The president and prime minister have declared they'll step down after months of instability. Just days ago, Houthi rebels seized the presidential palace. Adam Barron is a visiting fellow with the European Council on Foreign Relations and until last year was based in Yemen's capital. He's speaking here with AM's Sarah Sedgi.
I think the Houthis took over the capital after a series of military victories, which saw them inch closer and closer, defeating a series of their tribal and political opponents. And then I think when you see their actions since then, there's been a building hubris where the Houthis have come to feel that they're invincible.
And what does this mean for the country now? Will the Houthis take over the leadership?
It's a very open question. The Yemeni House of Parliament will hold an emergency session to discuss and vote on whether they will accept the president's resignation. If they accept it, that means that officially the Speaker of Parliament will become acting president and he will be tasked with bringing the country on the path of having elections, which I believe within 3 months. If they reject the president's resignation, then that brings in a whole other set of questions. In addition to everything that's going on in Sana'a, you also have the fact that southern secessionists, of course, before 1990, southern Yemen was an independent country. Southern secessionists are seeing this as an opportunity for them to break off and regain their independence. I think it's no exaggeration to say that Yemen is facing what is perhaps its most crucial moment in recent memory, perhaps since the 1962 overthrow of the country's monarchy.
The leadership that has just resigned worked with the West against al-Qaeda in Yemen. Will this instability empower al-Qaeda?
Al-Qaeda in Yemen has two things that it relies on the most. One, political instability and power vacuums. And obviously the past weeks have really created and exacerbated the power vacuum that Yemen has had since the 2001 uprising against former President Saleh. Number two, AQAP benefits from having a wide body of recruits, which it mostly pulls from disaffected Sunni Yemenis. Right now, since the Houthis have taken over, we have increasing groups of Sunnis, usually moderate Sunni Islamists, and now they're feeling completely marginalized. And AQAP has deliberately tried to reach out to these people. They've tried to paint this conflict in starkly sectarian terms, and AQAP has tried to present itself as the only group in Yemen that can protect the country's Sunnis. And this is very dangerous, and it threatens to inflame a sectarian sentiment in Yemen that really has never existed in the country's history.
What will Saudi Arabia's response be post-mourning to a Yemen run by Houthis?
I think for Saudi Arabia, it's not the question of who is running Yemen as much as the question is Yemen being run? And what makes Saudi Arabia the most nervous right now is not the prospect of a Houthi-run Yemen, it's the prospect of a Yemen run by no one.
Adam Barron, visiting fellow with the European Council on Foreign Relations, speaking with reporter Sarah Sedgi.